Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
All right, it's a Monday edition of FNTSY and Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish going to have a fun week with you guys this week. And, of course, we'll get into everything that happened over the weekend. We got Matt Sells and Andy Singleton on the show. We'll talk a little Albert Pujols, waiver wire, and everything going on in the world of fantasy baseball. And Fantasy Sports Today starts now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit, down the line. For three, puts it in.
We love talking fantasy with Michael Waldo, Brian Reynolds from the Pittsburgh Pirates. Is there any chance that Reynolds is like fantasy viable? I mean, he could be their all-star this year. I mean, there's a legit shot of that.
Absolutely, a pretty good shot at it, actually. I think, you know, look at it, it's a guy who has a pretty good hit tool. And I think in terms of when you're seeing these guys who come up and do well right off the bat, and in terms of ability to sustain, I want to see that hit tool. And what I mean by that is, you know, being able to have a good feel for the strike zone, being able to take walks, but also not strike out too much.
Lenny Melnick, the legend, you've come up with sayings in the past like a rookie is a rookie is a rookie.
Baseball is very much like a marriage, especially when your starting pitcher is on the mound. Fantasy baseball and marriage is very similar. It's all about expectations. And when your pitcher is on the mound, you expect more putouts. So it's really the same thing as marriage. Expecting more putouts.
All right, that was Lenny Melnick, the legend. We'll hear from Lenny later on in the week. But this is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish here with you for another week. Today is June 24th, 2019. On Sunday, they'll name the baseball All-Stars. In 2 weeks, we'll have the All-Star Game. And in between now and then, we got plenty to get to here on this show, helping you still compete, still win in your fantasy baseball leagues. We got Chris Pavona producing the show. Chris is our Monday contestant and stepping right up for our three up, three down. Of course, throughout the day, we'll take your calls at 844-843-6879. Again, 844-843-6879. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. I did, but I was jonesing to get back on the show here today to talk some fantasy with you. Always loved Mondays at the fantasy community, whether it's football or baseball. Just so much happens over the weekend, and we only have 2 hours to do it. So I want to get started right away with what I think was the most fun story in reality over the weekend. And I don't know that this pertains to fantasy nearly as much, but I don't know if you had a chance to see this. Albert Pujols' return to St. Louis was really, really emotional. And I am somebody who's had a chance through the years to interview Pujols. He has come on a TV show that I used to host and produce in Miami. And I was always a big fan of his, always was never the most open media person, but always one of the classiest individuals in the game. And to see what's happening to him now, obviously he's at the end of his career and still has many years left. But in terms of what he accomplished on the field and what he did for the Cardinals, I don't ever remember seeing a franchise welcome back a player like that ever. And believe me, being in Miami, I've gotten to see a lot of guys come back to haunt Miami and haunt the Marlins for sure. Make no mistake about it, and no comparison, Pujols is one of the greatest players of all time for sure. And I think going forward, he's going to be someone that we're going to be talking about a lot more in the Hall of Fame and everything else. Pujols probably for 10 years was a first-round pick in fantasy baseball. For 3 years, he was arguably the number one overall pick in fantasy baseball. There are some people who feel like he never should have left St. Louis and still could have had the same success. But I would make the argument that, look, the Cardinals, they felt like they did everything they could to keep him. Miami was in there in the end. And there was just no way that could that ever happen. So that's kind of how it works out in fantasy. Some guys come in and set the world on fire, and some guys just basically fade away. Pujols is the one player in history that has moved on and has not been the same. That is for sure. All right, so what we'll do is we got a big show ahead of you today. And coming up next, what we're going to do is we're going to discuss more fantasy. We'll play a little three up, three down. And also, we're going to have Andy Singleton and Matt Sells on the show. We got Chris Bavona producing the show. Chris, make sure you message me during this break. And we'll be back with more here on FST. Don't go away.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Get in the game at DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Life is more fun when you have skin in the game, so test your skills at DraftKings, the game inside the game. Go to sportsgrid.com/DK to claim your risk-free $500 bet. That's a $500 risk-free bet at DraftKings Sportsbook when you go to sportsgrid.com/DK. So, head on over to sportsgrid.com/DK and claim your risk-free bet today.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Now what goes up must come down.
Three up, three down.
What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
All right, welcome back. Craig Mish with you here on Fantasy Sports Today on this Monday, June 24th, 2019, as we always do here on the show. And we have plenty to get to here on the show is a little three up, three down, where we go through things that happened over the weekend in sports and life in general that are trending up and some are trending down. So let's kind of get right to those and find out. Now, for those of you who are used to having our celebrity guests here play up three up, three down, we're going to have our producer today, Chris Bavona, participate in this one today. So it's good to have Chris back here for the weekend. Excellent, excellent. Chris is here. We're all set.
Yes.
Let's get started. I will lead off. I will be the Ricky Henderson. You know, Bryce Harper leads off. Crazy, the guys that lead off. Other Ricky Henderson, Vince Coleman, like those are the prototypical leadoff guys. Now the best player leads off. Anthony Rizzo leads off, too. Okay, I'll start with Brandon Woodruff of the Milwaukee Brewers. 12 strikeouts in 7 innings pitched for him. He's 9-2 on the season, 114 strikeouts in 94 innings. 3 starts of 10-plus strikeouts or more. His ERA over 4, very slightly. He has been fantastic. And so that is leading off for me, Chris, on my 3-up, 3-down. Hope you had a good weekend. What is trending up for you, my friend?
So it's trending up for me. I'm still on this really great New York media sports high, especially for the fact that the Knicks, for once in the last 20 years, actually did something right. They didn't do any type of big splash. They didn't make any trades. They just went out. They took their number 3 pick. They picked R.J. Barrett. R.J. Barrett seems to be a guy that actually wants to play for the Knicks, unlike some punks in the NBA that really don't want to deal with the scrutiny of New York media. He seems to be ready for it. And you know what? Gabe Morenci said it best earlier on Morning After. He said, the Knicks finally drafted a player they can be proud of. Now, Barrett just has to back that up.
Yeah, and look, I think that's always the thing with your Knicks, Chris, is that they've made what looked like good decisions on some players, and then they just turn out poorly. But whether it's the ownership or the team, it remains to be seen. I will
go. Wait till we get to the down part.
Yes, probably the Knicks also. Okay, so I will go with what else is trending up? 3 up, 3 down. If you missed the BET Awards last night, I'm not sure if you watch them or not, but worth mentioning, that Beyonce and Bruno Mars won the Best Male and Female Awards. I feel like we don't have to even watch anything that happens in the next year. And this is like the Golden State Warriors getting to the championship. And we could see Bruno Mars and Beyonce winning this award again next year because they're great and you want to listen to them. And their music is highly purchased on iTunes and vinyl and records and wherever else you buy music. So not a huge surprise last night. And that is my second part of 3 Up, 3 Down. Chris, what do you got for your second?
Funny enough, I absolutely love Bruno Mars. I'm not a big Beyonce fan. Never really was.
Fair enough.
I don't hate her, but like, there's a lot of people that just like love her, and I'm like, eh, I don't know.
All right.
Something about her marrying Jay-Z kind of like scared me away from her. But my up, the Knicks, Madison Square Garden neighbor, or their, you know, who they share it with, the New York Rangers, drafting Capo Caco. The Devils drafting Jack Hughes. Yeah, that's great. He's no doubt the right pick for the Devils, and he definitely will be a star. Caco, on the other hand, he has the ability and the experience already to be a star this season. He, along with the newly acquired Jacob Trouba that the Rangers got from the Winnipeg Jets, I think it takes the Rangers from going from rebuild to a potential playoff team. The only problem with the Rangers' playoff chances this year is that their division, the Metropolitan Division, is probably the most stacked in the NHL with the Washington Capitals, a year off of the Stanley Cup. The Carolina Hurricanes went to the Eastern Conference Final this year. Columbus is good. The Islanders are still good. Like, there's not one bad team in that division. So that could scare off the Rangers' hopes of a playoff run this year. But Keiko is definitely a start.
Okay, well, listen, you're the hockey guy, so I'll count on you for that. The draft was fun over the weekend. I saw some of it. Okay, my third trending up, Mariano Rivera. He had an inside-the-park home run in the old-timers game. Jeff Nelson, my good buddy who calls Marlins games here on television and also works for the YES Network, he was playing the outfield somehow, and that's what led to the inside-the-park home run. And, of course, Nelly was on our show a few weeks ago, so I just wanted to throw him under the bus there a little bit. And that's my three trending ups. What's your final one?
I loved watching that. I thought that was so much fun. You know what? I was going to talk about something that happened to me yesterday, but I'm going to stick stick with that Yankees game. Granted, the Yankees lost yesterday, and it was just not a good game by them. Seeing them take 3 out of 4 from the Astros is awesome. To see them, they broke some sort of record. DJ LeMahieu's home run, I guess, what is it, 26 straight games with a home run? Is that the...
Or 27, I think.
It's 27. You know, just the way that baseballs are going out of the ballpark, you've been preaching it, man. You know, these juiced balls are really becoming... I personally love seeing it, and I love seeing the Yankees, you know, being kind of like that murderer's row. I love it. That's my up.
Okay. I mean, I think that's fair. All right, here's my down. Phillies lost 7 games in a row. Their bullpen is a mess. They aren't hitting. This team should be well over 500. They're 1 game over. Really, really sad. And you think the Mets situation is bad. Phillies are just as bad, man. 7 in a row. That's my first trending down. How about you, Chris?
Listen, man, for me being like a kind of a Philly hater, I guess I could say that's a great thing for me to see that the Phillies are not doing so well. But I also don't hate the Phillies, so I don't know. I'm very
You just said you're a Phillies hater, but you're not a Phillies hater. Which one is
I'm a Philadelphia sports hater, but I don't dislike the Phillies as much as I would say like the Eagles or the Flyers. You know, and I don't really care about the Sixers that much. So, but my first down is seeing Mariano Rivera on his first Old Timers Day. It just made me sad. Like, I don't know. This isn't like a downer that like angers me or, you know, it's just kind of like that, man. Like, we just can't control Father Time. And I don't know. Just seeing it, I don't know. It just made me like feel a little bit down.
Don't feel bad, Chris. Listen, at some point, Marty McFly and Doc Brown are going to come in with a DeLorean and fix everything for you. Miguel Sano, 2-for-26 with 17 strikeouts. Sano, coming off the injury, this looked really good. But over the last week, he's really struggling. I got to decide whether I'm going to put him in one of my leagues this week. 2-for-26, 17 strikes. He is definitely trending down. It's your second one.
So my second one is I have to go back to the New York Knicks here because as a disgruntled Knicks fan, I still hold doubt that something terrible is going to happen with this whole situation. And personally, I blame James Dolan for this pessimism. I still believe he really does not care one bit about how the teams perform as long as his celebrity clientele are in the seats for the first 5 minutes of each game. So I am begging. This is from all Knicks and Rangers fans here. Mr. Dolan, stay away from RJ Barrett. Stay away from my boy El Capo. And stay the hell away from the Garden this year. Please, let them do their thing. And don't be anywhere near anybody in the media. Please, I'm begging.
Your wish will not come true.
I know
my
it won't.
My third trending down, Florida man in Miami on Friday was arrested on charges of burglary and theft, and then at his court hearing decided to poop in the courthouse and then took this poop and hurled it at a judge and told him to eat it and said it's protein. Good for you. This is a true story. That is trending down for me. How about your final one, Chris?
You know something? I want...
Can't top that.
I can't top it. I mean, I was going to talk about how I can't drink like I used to. You know, I felt I was in bed until like 4 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday. But I got to say, I really believe that this guy did was probably genius. He, in some strange, crazy way, he probably found a way to get out of jail and go into an insane asylum because the judge could go, wow, this man's insane. It's kind of like they talked about it in the movie Training Day. How some guy took peanut butter, put it, you know, in his crack, and started licking it. He's like, plead insanity. So I say, hats off to that guy, I guess.
Yeah. I wouldn't say hats off to that guy, Chris.
No,
but a fair assessment by you on that. I'm sorry about your lack of drinking on that, but you'll be okay.
Oh, I'm not upset about that.
You had a nice lazy day on a Sunday.
I mean,
I had a birthday party. You had a lazy day. That's fine. But listen, on this show, we are not lazy. We have a lot to get to here on the program. So you want to stay tuned. Fantasy Sports Today coming up next. We'll do a little You Make the Call. I've got my waiver wire players in baseball that I've added that maybe you have added. We'll go through some pricing. And then coming up in about 15 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Matt Sells of Fantasy Alarm. He's got some opinions on everything going on in fantasy, including what happened to Trevor Rosenthal. FST continues in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car
car repair? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. The Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments that they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish here with you. As it is a Monday, of course, that's always a very big week in fantasy sports. I don't know how to assess this. Are Mondays bigger or Fridays bigger? I would say that during the football season, maybe Fridays are bigger, because you actually have to make decisions. Monday is just kind of recapping and figuring out what's next for your teams. But I think those are the biggest 2 days in our world here on FNTSY. And I would say so for gambling also, Mondays and Fridays. Middle week is that time to just take a breath with everything that happened over the weekend. And believe it or not, we got, 2 months from college football and 2.5 months from pro starting. Baseball season, where did it go? It's almost halfway over. Almost halfway done. Can't believe it. Feels like it just started, and we'll continue to roll on with our fantasy content here. And by the way, next week I will give you an idea for those of you, and I know that now it's really good. I'm starting to get messages from a lot of you who are listening to the show either live or on demand. And next week I'll let you know what we're going to do for that All-Star break week. We'll get that sorted out for all of you. I can't wait to be in New York and see all the great people that I work with now, including you, Chris, for a few days. I'll be up there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I have some meetings Wednesday as well. So we'll do that, and then I'll come back to South Florida Thursday of the All-Star Week. I think Chris and I will put together a best of maybe for that day. We'll see. And then Friday I'll be back on the air live here from 12 to 2 Eastern. So looking forward to seeing all of the great people at FNTSY. It's been a while since I've seen Mike Cardano and Greg and everyone in person, so and Frank. Looking forward to doing it. That'll be in 2 weeks from now. We'll get it all sorted out for you. We'll let you know well in advance how you can access the show and what kind of show we're going to be doing. Okay, the reason why we do that is because this is a listener-based show. It is a interactive show. One of the ways we let you do that is we allow you in a segment that we came up with before the show started called You Make the Call, which enables you to vote what I speak about. And I'd like to give you that opportunity right now. So let's get it rolling here on this Monday with another edition of You Make the Call.
You Make the Call.
All right, you make the call for our Monday. I feel like we have a lot going on, and I have an interesting story to tell regardless of this. But let's give you the options. By the way, you can vote on these at FNTSY Radio, at Craig Mish, and give me your best opinion as to what you want to hear, and we will knock it out for you in the second hour of this show, or if you're listening on demand, just fast forward. Okay, choice A will be sneaky power hitters. And these will be hitters that in the game of baseball have homered a few times in the past couple of weeks. They're starting to show a little bit more power, a little bit more launch, a little bit more exit velo. So we're calling it sneaky power hitters. That's choice A. Choice B will go with the best game of the day in Major League Baseball. This is a short slate for those of you who are DFS enthusiasts. So this will not be that difficult to decipher. In fact, there's one pitching matchup that I like better than others. And we will do the full slate regardless of that. But I'll tell you what I think the best game of the day is. Now, what I want to do is give you the final one, which I know Chris is in big favor of. He wants to hear about this, which is the Mets clubhouse debacle yesterday. And so those are the three choices. Sneaky power hitters, best game of the day in baseball, and Mets clubhouse debacle. Those are the three. I want you to vote for one, and we'll do it in the second hour of the show. Now, to take you behind the curtain a little bit on this show, to give you an idea, and I want to be perfectly clear on everything that goes on here, just so you guys know, but a true story is Tim Healy, who works for Newsday, who was in the middle of this whole thing, and I know that the last thing that he wanted to be was in the middle of this whole thing, is a friend of mine because he covered the Marlins here for the South Florida Sun Sentinel before he moved back up north to cover the Mets. And on Friday, I messaged him and asked him to come on this show on Monday, which was today, to talk about the Mets. Well, lo and behold, he was in the middle of this whole entire controversy. And I know that some of you are going to be upset that he did not come on the show today, but life and your job are way more important than making an appearance on this show. And as much as I would have loved for him to tell the whole story and get the exclusive on it, and I made that clear, I did allow him, and we did speak about him doing a future appearance. So he will come on the show. I'm sure he will talk about it. But given of the nature of having an employer and being in the middle of this controversy that was involving a Major League Baseball team, I had to allow this mulligan on this show today. So that is the truth. He was scheduled to come on the show. He will come on in the future. I assure you, Tim is, and I've been friends for a long time. And if I was in the same predicament, I would not be gallivanting around on radio shows across the country to talk about how I was wronged in a Major League Baseball clubhouse. So let's let this thing die down a little bit. Then we'll bring him on. We'll talk Mets. And we'll have some fun with Tim Healy. Okay, now that that is out of my system, let me tell you about how my fantasy teams did on the waiver wire this week. And I'm very encouraged, by the way, to see people like Jeff Erickson and some of the other, I think, pioneers in this industry talking so much about the waiver wire and about baseball this time of year. Usually, like, people are fading, not so much. I love seeing that conversation on Twitter. I devoted yesterday way too much time to get such poor results. That's like so sad. But let's start off with it. NL Tout Wars. I am in the National League only. This is my third year in. First year, horrible. Last year, much better. This year, pretty horrible again. Not as bad as some others, but pretty bad. I have Steven Duggar, who went on the injured list. I bid on Alex Dickerson. I feel like I'm playing this game of Giants outfielders all season long. I've had Duggar. I've had Parra. Now I have Dickerson. Man, I hope this guy sticks. I can't keep spending money on this. But anyway, $11, I won Alex Dickerson. Dickerson had some pop and some speed when he was with San Diego. It never really worked out. Will it work out with him with the Giants? I don't know, but Duggar was just so poor. He was not playing well at all. That was one of my sleepers going into the year. I thought this is 20 steals, 250, not even coming close, and doesn't look like a major league player either. So maybe Dickerson takes the ball and runs with it, but this is one of those ones that I had to spend a few money on because I couldn't take a dead spot from another outfield position. I already had enough of them. So I am the proud owner of Alex Dickerson this week. Congrats to me. I bid $43 on Logan Allen, and I was outbid by, I believe, Gray Albright, who went for over $100. So I was out on Allen, and on top of it, I had Pablo Lopez. So I did not replace him with a starter. I ended up replacing him with Juan Nicasio of the Philadelphia Phillies. I had a good chance to watch that series over the weekend. Nicasio looks like the only good bullpen arm for Philly. Maybe he moves into a more high-leverage situation. I'm not sure, but I got him for nothing. I bid zero, and I got him, and he's on my team. I am going to start Peter Lambert this week of the Rockies, so I threw him back into my lineups. He's got a road start, I believe, not at Coors. I would never start him at Coors. That's my NL summary there. In the Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational, Zach Gallen went for $312. You would have said, well, Craig, you're the Marlins guy. You probably got him. No, I did not. Did not bid that high on him. I did put a $6 bid on Rowdy Tellez, the first baseman slash DH for the Jays. Why did I do that? I've been talking about the Jays being so bad all year. Why? Well, they're going to probably trade Justin Smoke, and Tellez has double-digit home runs. I need some power in this league in the Great Fantasy Invitational. My pitching is great. My hitting is just awful, and I don't even have injuries to make excuses for it. So I added Tellez. I'm going to play him this week. We'll see how things go. I'm not expecting miracles, but he does have a power bat, so good for me. And in another 12-team league that I am in, Experts League, I am doing awful. I have more injuries than I've ever had. This is the league I am going to use injuries as an excuse. I usually don't, but I am going to do it today. My injury excuses are Kluber and Taillon as starters, Knebel in the bullpen, Correa on offense. I have two other guys, too, hurt on. Oh, Inciarte, that was a big piece for me. I needed steals from him. He hasn't played all year. So it's just been a disaster. I'm not going to do well in that league. Caleb Smith, I have him on the injury list. I have Pablo Lopez on the injury list. I have John Means on the injury list. This was not my year in that league. The end. My bad. Drafted guys that got hurt. Sucks to be me. I went and I did spend $43 on Bobby Bradley. It shows you how desperate I am. Now, remember, if you listen to our show on demand from Friday, we talked about Bobby Bradley of the Indians and maybe him coming up and hitting some home runs. And here we are. So I put my money where my mouth is and I bid $43 on him. That's more or less how my waiver wire weekend went. I would not say that I struck gold. I really wanted Logan Allen. And I thought 43 was even a little too high for him in the NL format that I went. But, somebody went $100. I have to save that money now for the trade deadline. It's coming up in a month. And I have in the NL tout second most money available. So that means I have my choice of getting anybody that I want. And I believe there are going to be some significant trades. So I'm going to hang on to my money there. Sounds sad. But when you're not playing for first place and you're just playing to kind of finish out of the negative losing fab money budget, then that's kind of the way that I am playing it. And also in my ESPN head-to-head league, I bid on several players and got none. So I'm a little up against it, and I lost last week. I'm 7 wins, 5 losses. I started off 7-3. I've lost 2 in a row. Hopefully this week I can bounce back a little bit. My pitching last week was just not good. Blake Snell was in the crapper. I didn't really get as many saves as I thought I was going to get. Didn't have as many starts as I thought I was going to get. But I got some 2-star pitchers this week in that league. Hopefully things will work out for me. Okay, coming up next, Matt Sells is going to join us from Fantasy Alarm to weigh in on some of the waiver wire picks. Also, we'll talk about what happened with Trevor Rosenthal of the Washington Nationals. Does the Sellsman think he'll hook up with another team? Find out next. This is FST, Fantasy Sports Today. Can't wait to join Matt Sells. He'll join us next year on the show. Don't go away.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to PointsBet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBets also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's PointsBet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500. You open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. This is Craig Mish with you here on FST Fantasy Sports Today. Our next guest, of course, you can catch over at Fantasy Alarm on Twitter at The Selsman. Matt Sells joins us now here on the show. We're going to go over the waiver wire weekend with him, his thoughts on some of the players who could be available, and also some players that you may still want to be able to grab onto, especially if your waiver wire didn't go off while you're on this Monday. Matt, thanks for coming on the show. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. I'm watching the Women's World Cup game right now. It's looking so-so for the U.S., but I have faith we'll pull it out.
Well, I mean, you watch sports 24/7, and so you're well-schooled to talk about just about anything, and you can catch your work over at Fantasy Alarm. You're a award winner from last year for your writing as well, and so let's dive into some baseball over the weekend, and certainly there are some opportunities for people to pick players up. Alzolay on the Cubs, let's start off with him, because I feel like there's a lot of other guys that are going for more than him in fantasy leagues, Matt, especially in terms of the fab budget, but here we are. The Cubs have arguably their top or second top pitching prospect in the game up. They used him as not quite the middle guy in a baseball game. They opened up with Chatwood. They used Alzolay. His performance is causing a fury in fantasy for people to use 5-10% of their budget. What do you make of him coming up and pitching the way that he did? You think he can maintain the success?
So he's had pretty good success this year at AAA Iowa. And let's keep in mind, again, we can remind the listeners, they switched balls this year for AAA, so the AAA ball was the exact same as the Major League ball. So he's got experience pitching with the same ball, the same seams, everything. At AAA this year, his K rate jumped. It basically doubled. It was like in the upper sixes last year, K per nine, and this year it was over 12. So he's had some success with this new ball. His pitches are moving more. I think that, yeah, he will stay in the rotation as long as Hendricks is out, because they're not going to go with Chatwood in the rotation in the middle of a division race. So, yeah, I like him. He's got some strikeout potential upside. Overall, if we're talking long run here, I think he's probably tops like a number four, maybe a number three starter, like in general with his stuff. But yeah, he's a guy that you might be able to get for cheaper than a couple of the Marlins guys are going for right now in like Gallen or Yamamoto.
Yeah, and I think that that's kind of the key. He's like at a discount depending on where you're at in terms of fab budget. I'm so curious to see how he ends up doing. Let's dive into a couple of more possibilities. You mentioned Gallen. He'll start for Miami this week. I think at this point there's really nothing to talk about with him because he's owned in virtually every league. Let's talk about some players who are not owned in a lot of fantasy leagues. Now, we saw the big suspension for Frankie Montas, Matt, on the Oakland A's, and in your prospect report, you wrote about Jesus Luzardo, and maybe even more interestingly enough, A.J. Puck, the former Florida Gator, really big kid who throws very hard coming off an injury. The A's are going to have to make this up somehow. We saw how desperate they were, Matt, in the postseason last year. They were using openers. I don't think they're going to go back down that road again. What do you make of these two kids?
So, rumors are that Luzardo is making his next start at AAA Las Vegas. He was the talk of spring training that he may open the rotation with the A's this year. And then he had a shoulder injury crop up on him in spring training. So he's been coming back from that, and his first couple starts at AA went really well for him. So I think they're going to push him to AAA in his next start, and if that goes well, they're going to have really no choice but to bring up Jesus Luzardo, who is arguably the top left-handed pitching prospect in baseball at the moment, because their rotation, they need starters desperately. I think Luzardo is a guy that can be a number one or number two starter, depending on who's in front of him in the rotation. His stuff is nasty. He's a lefty with velocity, which doesn't come around very often. So Luzardo, I think, will be up a little sooner than A.J. Puck. I think Puck, they're going to take it a little slower with him. It's kind of a more serious injury that Puck is coming back from. But ultimately, I think A.J. Puck, the big, 6'7", 6'8", left-hander that just gets on top of batters with his fastball, eats people alive. I think he'll be up here probably the beginning of August. If I would have to, hazard a guess, I would say it'd be the beginning of August. And they might use Puck in like a long reliever type role. Let an opener take care of the top of the order, and then have Puck come in for several innings and deal with the, lower impact bats when he first jumps in.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the key there, is that you have to temper some of these expectations, especially with pitching. One more I wanted to ask you about, and given everything that's gone on with the Mets, honestly, Matt, I don't know which way they'll go with this one, but I know he got a promotion a month ago, Anthony Kay, and I would guess that we'll see him for sure in their rotation in 2020. But in 2019, with Syndergaard coming back, still having DeGrom there and Mats and Wheeler, I think it would require some trades maybe for him to be in the rotation. But is he a stash for you at this point?
This year, I think he qualifies as a stash. Yeah, I did write about him this week because his numbers he's been putting up through the Mets system are just too good to ignore. He's been flying through that system once they got him healthy, because he's also coming back from an injury, and now he's flying through their system. But yeah, like you said, they still have a depth of pitching. I mean, that's what the Mets are known for, that and chaos, but they still have Syndergaard and DeGrom and Wheeler and Mats, and Jason Vargas is still, he's pitching pretty decently. So I don't know that there's room for Anthony Kay this year, but if you're in a keeper league in which you can pick up a free agent and keep him super cheap for next year, I have zero problem with you picking up Anthony Kay.
Yeah,
at this point.
Yeah, really, really interesting name. Matt Sells is with us from Fantasy Alarm. We're going over some of the possibilities in terms of waiver wire and some of the young rookies. He just did his prospect report, which you can find over at Fantasy Alarm. Bobby Bradley, let's move over to the offensive point of view. Bobby Bradley, Matt, Lenny Melnick and I talked about. I'm not sure what to make of this, okay? The way that I described it on VSiN this morning when I was on the radio, they had asked me about the Indians and him, is I said he could be Pete Alonso or he could be Chris Carter. You know, like, I just don't know what we're going to get from this kid, meaning he could be 180 with six bombs. He could be 260 with 10 bombs. And it's just, you never know when these kids come up to the big leagues, but his K rate was so high in the minors. Usually when that goes to the big leagues, it doesn't translate. But Matt, at this point, every single offensive rookie that's come up virtually to the big leagues has hit. Will this guy be the next one?
I mean, the 24 home runs at AAA in, what do you play, 60-something games down there? I mean, that should translate. Yeah. That's not a small number of home runs. I mean, everybody was clamoring for Jordan Alvarez to come up, and he had virtually the same amount of home runs. Now, Jordan Alvarez's hit tool is a lot better than Bradley's is. Bradley is a DH-type bat. He's going to have a lot of pop, and he's going to strike out a ton. You mentioned his K rate. It was 32% at AAA this year, which is astronomically high. So, you know, the average, if it's 260, they're lucky in my book, because he's been a guy I've been following for a couple of years, and I've never been terribly impressed with his hit tool. The power is true. Like, the power is real. He definitely has power. But there's a bunch of guys that hit for a ton of power and don't hit for average. So, and it's not even like this guy's walking enough to make his on-base percentage worthwhile. So if you are in desperate need of a guy that can come in and hit bombs, then Bobby Bradley's your guy. He's going to be first base eligible, even though they'll likely play him at DH most of the time. But that's my thought on him. I'm not terribly high on him, but his power is real.
We're talking to Matt Sells, Fantasy Alarm and fantasyalarm.com. The other thing that's happened, and I'm going to touch on this a little bit later in the show, but I do want your opinion, Matt, and Greg Jewett does a great job of this. In fact, I got to call him and have him come on the show as well. A lot of closers up and down here, Matt. A lot of different situations with players hurt. We haven't seen this in a while, maybe since May. Before we do that, Trevor Rosenthal was let go by the Washington Nationals, and it does seem as though it's not in the arm, and it may be upstairs, which is always really sad. In history, we've seen some of this before with pitchers, specifically, I think Mark Wohlers was maybe or Rick Ankiel, those were like the last two, and they really, you know, became better people for it, but it ruined their baseball career. Is this ruined the baseball career of Trevor Rosenthal? Do you think he bounces back, Matt, somewhere? Because if so, that's a high leverage arm on some other team.
I mean, I like the guy, and it stinks that the Nats couldn't make him work, because I am a Nats fan, and trust me, I know you'll need all of the bullpen help we can possibly muster. But yeah, like, I watched him in his last start, or his last appearance like 2 days ago, he could not find the strike zone. Like, it looked like when Rick Ankiel got the yips and just could not throw a strike. That ball was going everywhere. And I think he had like a 22.7 ERA this year, if I'm not mistaken. It was like astronomically high. So if somebody brings him in a minor league contract and just has him work on, you know, if it's in his head, maybe it's workable, maybe it's not. If it's a mechanical thing, it's definitely fixable. But it's going to take somebody with a lot of ability to take on risk to bring Trevor Rosenthal in this year, and certainly to give him high leverage spots as we're going down the stretch.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be really hard for that. Of the kids on L.A., that are playing right now, Matt, let's dive into this real quick here. Will Smith came up. You know, he hit that home run. They also have Verdugo. They also have Garlick. They also have this guy, Matt Beattie, who's been playing. I don't need a full 5 minute synopsis here, Matt, but give me a minute on who you'd value of those names, maybe more than others, because they're all playing, and when they play, they hit.
So I'm going to value Alex Verdugo more. He's been their top guy for a while. So of that group, I'm going to take Alex Verdugo number one, and then I'm going to take Will Smith number two. Will Smith is a catching prospect for the Dodgers, but he also has versatility. He can play some third. I think they've actually played him at second in the minors too, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm going to take those two over Garlic and Matt Beattie. Because, yeah, I mean, the other guys are getting playing time, but I think Will Smith and Alex Verdugo are the better long-term prospects.
All right, Matt. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming on the show. You could check out Matt's Prospect Report. Also does great writing for NASCAR and all other sports over at Fantasy Alarm. And you can follow him on Twitter at TheSelsman. Matt, thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Sure thing.
All right, Matt Sells with us here on FNTSY. It's time to take another time out. But I will tell you this. If you missed any of the first hour of the show, including some staggering information and comedy from our producer, Chris Bavona, that's coming up next as we recap our first hour of the show. Then we have hour number two of the program where we have Andy Singleton on. Of course, Andy always brings it strong and fun. I will dive into the closers in fantasy, tell you who you could potentially pick up as some handcuffs moving forward. We'll also take your calls throughout the day, 844-843-6879. I'm Craig Mish. This is Fantasy Sports Today. We'll be right back.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to MaidSailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. Albert Pujols' return to St. Louis was really, really emotional. And I am somebody who's had a chance through the years to interview Pujols. He has come on a TV show that I used to host and produce in Miami. And I was always a big fan of his, always was never the most open media person, but always one of the classiest individuals in the game. And to see what's happening to him now, obviously he's at the end of his career and still has many years left. But in terms of what he accomplished on the field and what he did for the Cardinals, I don't ever remember seeing a franchise welcome back a player like that ever. And believe me, being in Miami, I've gotten to see a lot of guys come back to haunt Miami and haunt the Marlins for sure. Make no mistake about it, and no comparison, Pujols is one of the greatest players of all time for sure. And I think going forward, he's going to be someone that we're going to be talking about a lot more in the Hall of Fame and everything else. Pujols probably for 10 years was a first-round pick in fantasy baseball. For 3 years, he was arguably the number one overall pick in fantasy baseball. There are some people who feel like he never should have left St. Louis and still could have had the same success. But I would make the argument that, look, the Cardinals, they felt like they did everything they could to keep him. Miami was in there in the end. And there was just no way that could that ever happen. So that's kind of how it works out in fantasy. Some guys come in and set the world on fire, and some guys just basically fade away. Pujols is the one player in history that has moved on and has not been the same. That is for sure. Okay, my third trending up, Mariano Rivera. He had an inside the park home run in the old timers game. Jeff Nelson, my good buddy who calls Marlin games here on television and also works for the YES Network, he was playing the outfield somehow, and that's what led to the inside the park home run. And of course, Nelly was on our show a few weeks ago, so I just wanted to throw him under the bus there a little bit.
Seeing Mariano Rivera on his first Old Timers Day, it just made me sad. Like, I don't know. This isn't like a downer that like angers me, or you know, it's just kind of like that, man. Like, we just can't control Father Time, and I don't know. Just seeing I don't know. It just made me like feel a little bit down.
Don't feel bad, Chris. Listen, at some point, Marty McFly and Doc Brown are going to come in with a DeLorean and fix everything for you. And we'll be right back with more Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two, if you're listening live, or if you're listening on demand. This is FNTSY Radio, Craig Mish, Fantasy Sports Today.